Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Walking Through Anger, A New Design for Confronting Conflict in an Emotionally Charged World is a practical nonfiction book by Christian Conte, a clinician and anger management specialist whose work is rooted in decades of experience with violent behavior, domestic violence counseling, and conflict de-escalation. The book centers on yield theory, Conte's framework for responding to anger by meeting people where they are, rather than resisting, correcting, or escalating them. It is not a general self-help title about feeling better. It is a method-oriented guide focused on communication under pressure, drawing from therapeutic practice, corrections work, and conflict situations in everyday life. The book explains how listening, validation, and option building can reduce defensiveness and open a path toward understanding. Its purpose is both clinical and practical to help readers handle charged interactions more skillfully, while also rethinking how anger develops, why behavior escalates, and what responses actually make de-escalation possible. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, yield theory reframes conflict as a process of meeting resistance without triggering more resistance. The book's central idea is yield theory, a structured approach to conflict that begins by accepting the emotional state of the other person instead of trying to overpower it. Conte argues that anger often intensifies when people feel confronted, corrected, or misunderstood, so the first task is to reduce threat rather than win an argument. This is why the theory is built around entering the interaction in a way that bypasses fight or flight reactions. The logic is practical rather than sentimental. When someone is highly activated, direct persuasion usually fails because the person is not yet available for reasoned discussion. Yield theory does not mean surrendering standards or agreeing with harmful behavior. Instead, it means creating enough psychological safety for communication to become possible. The book presents this as a disciplined method, not a passive attitude, and that distinction matters because its goal is de-escalation with intention, not avoidance of conflict. Secondly, listening, validation, and exploring options form the book's operational method for de-escalation. Conte reduces yield theory to three core actions: listening, validating, and exploring options. Each step addresses a different part of the escalation cycle. Listening is not treated as simply hearing words. It requires attention to tone, emotional content, and the attitude underneath the speech. Validation then serves a strategic role by signaling understanding without provoking further defensiveness. The point is not to endorse the other person's position, but to communicate that their experience has been taken seriously. Only after this groundwork does the book move to exploring options, which means helping the interaction shift from confrontation to problem solving. This sequence matters because it mirrors how distressed people process threat. If the listener moves too quickly into advice or correction, the other person often feels dismissed and becomes more rigid. The book's contribution is to show that effective conflict management is less about clever responses than about ordering the response correctly. Thirdly, the seven components of yield theory show that effective anger work depends on character as much as technique, beyond the three actions. The book identifies seven foundational qualities: acceptance, authenticity, compassion, conscious education, creativity, mindfulness, and non-attachment. These are not presented as separate tactics to be checked off in order. Conte treats them as interlocking capacities that shape how a person shows up in difficult conversations. Acceptance helps the practitioner stop fighting reality. Authenticity prevents manipulative or mechanical communication. Compassion supports a humane response to suffering. Conscious education implies learning from each encounter rather than reacting automatically. Creativity opens room for alternative responses. Mindfulness keeps attention anchored in the present moment. And non-attachment protects against becoming entangled in anger or trying to control outcomes. This framework gives the book a deeper structure than a simple communication manual. It suggests that conflict resolution fails when the responder lacks inner discipline. In other words, the book insists that skill in anger management is inseparable from the qualities of mind and character that make skill usable under stress. Fourthly, meditation and mindfulness are used as training tools for staying present without being consumed by anger. The book places unusual emphasis on mindfulness practices, including compassion, meditation, and loving-kindness exercises, because it sees emotional regulation as something trained through repetition. Conte's approach is not that meditation magically removes anger, but that it helps readers find a middle position between suppressing anger and becoming absorbed by it. That middle position is crucial in emotionally charged situations, because both avoidance and identification can distort judgment. The book's treatment of mindfulness is therefore highly functional. It is a way to observe emotion clearly while retaining enough stability to respond wisely. This makes the text more than a counseling framework for other people. It also becomes a guide to self-management. Readers are encouraged to notice internal reactions, reduce reactivity, and avoid taking attacks personally. By linking contemplative practice to real-world conflict, The book shows how attention training can support behavioral choices in moments when instinct would otherwise take over. Lastly, the book is grounded in clinical and correctional practice, which gives it unusual credibility and limits. Walking Through Anger stands out because it is shaped by extensive experience with highly charged, high-risk populations, including family therapy clients, violent offenders, and correctional settings. That background gives the book a distinctly applied perspective. Conte is not writing from the standpoint of theory alone. He is describing methods that have to function when words, safety, and trust are all in short supply. This makes the book especially relevant for therapists, counselors, mediators, educators, correctional professionals, and anyone responsible for de-escalating tense interactions. At the same time, the book's strength is also its limitation. It is most effective as a practice-based framework, so readers looking for a conventional academic argument or a broad psychology survey may find it narrower in scope. Its value lies in usability. The book explains why some responses intensify anger, why behavior often emerges from accumulated pressures, and how careful communication can create room for change. That focus on application is what distinguishes it from more general books on emotional intelligence or conflict avoidance. In conclusion, Walking Through Anger should be read by therapists, counselors, mediators, teachers, correctional staff, managers, and any reader who regularly deals with conflict in real time. It is also useful for general readers who want a more disciplined way to respond when discussions become defensive or volatile. The main benefit of the book is practical. It gives a clear model for lowering reactivity, improving listening, and moving from confrontation to constructive options without pretending that anger is simple or that de-escalation happens automatically. Intellectually, it offers a distinctive view of anger as behavior shaped by multiple causes rather than as an isolated moral failure. What sets the book apart from many conflict resolution titles is its grounding in yield theory, a method built from clinical and correctional experience rather than abstract advice. It is unusually specific about what to do first, how to validate without inflaming, and why mindfulness and non-attachment matter in tense interactions. For readers who want a realistic framework instead of generic encouragement, the book offers a focused and credible approach. If you would like to support Christian Conte MDA, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.